أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشحة عليكم، فإذا جاء الخوف رأيتهم ينظرون إليك تدور أعينهم كالذي يغشى عليه من الموت، فإذا ذهب الخوف سلقوكم بألسنة حداد أشحة على الخير، أولئك لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about the munafiqeen and those people very weak in iman, how they did not want to fight the non-believers and how they had become cowards and stayed away from the battle completely. Further, Allah explains certain other qualities about them. Ashihatan alaykum, the adareegh rakhtehe tumse, they have an enmity towards you. They don't want any good for the Muslims. Unfortunately, that type of hypocrisy is still amongst us. Any goodness comes to the Muslims in the name of Islam, there are certain people who don't like that. And they try and avoid that all the time also. And they plan from within. Outwardly, they showed themselves to be champions of Islam, supporters of the good cause. But inside, they work against the cause. So this was the quality of these munafiqeen, and in fact of those people with weak iman also. Allah Ta'ala says that you will show how they display this quality of theirs. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفِ Phir jab aaye dar ka waqt, when a time comes of fear, like at this time in the battle of Ahzab, all the enemies had surrounded Medina Sharif and only fear was lurking from every side. Ra'aytuhum yanzuruna ilayka taduru a'yunuhum, to dekhe unko tikte hai tere taraf phirti hai aankhe unki. You will see them looking at you and their eyeballs are turning around. That is in the sphere that what is going to happen. And looking at you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah that you brought this upon us. Because of you, now we have to suffer this fear, and the enemies have surrounded us, and they are going to butcher us, and we are going to die now, and the eyeballs turn around in fear. Kalladhi yughsha alayhi min al-maut, jaise kisi par aaye behoshi maut ki. And the condition is just like that person who reaches the throes of death, that his mind is not in order, his senses stop functioning, like that they become. And they have this great fear all the time. On the other hand, the believers, they used to say, Allah had promised us these things will happen, and Allah's help will be there. And they did not have this fear or this enmity feeling in their hearts for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or for Islam. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفِ پھر جَبْ جَاتَ رَحَا دَرْكَ وَتْ. And when the time of fear went away, that is, this whole alliance of kufr, which had come around Medina, when they had dispersed and gone away, سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. چر چر کے وہ بولے تم پر تیز تیز زبانوں سے دھکے پڑتے ہیں مال پر. And then when the time of fear is gone, then you see how they use their tongues. And they say that we weren't frightened, we were ready to fight all the time. Where we were not what we will say in Afrikaans, bang broeke, we were not frightened, we were there in front and we were ready to fight. And all this was that they get a share in the booty also. But actually they hated Islam in their hearts, they hated any goodness that came to the Muslims, only for a windfall of some goodness of dunya. For that they wanted this, then they start speaking once that fear is gone. And this is in our case also. When something is not in our favor, you see everyone is speaking also, keeping quiet or speaking against it. But when the goodness becomes manifest and apparent, then all join the bandwagon. And all on top of the wagon. So these are the types of qualities of a munafiq, not of a true believer. Ulaika lam yu'minu, wo log yaqeen nahi laaye. Allah says these people haven't got iman. That is their qualities. And why Allah has revealed it in the Quran? That we safeguard ourselves. that we are not, don't become like that, and we don't have the qualities of hypocrisy. فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So إِكَارِتْ كَرْدَالِكَ اللَّهُ unke kaam. So Allah will destroy whatever little good outwardly they had done. Allah will destroy that also, and they won't get reward for that either. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. Or yehi Allah par asan. And all this is very easy for Allah to do. It's not difficult for Allah to make out who is a munafiq and who is a true mukhlis believer. And in order to reward the righteous ones and in order to punish the wrongdoers, for Allah it is no big deal whatsoever. It is very easy. يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ الْأَحْزَابَ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا. سمجھتے ہیں کہ فوج کفار کے نہیں پھر گئے. And then these munafiq, this fear, so much of fear they have in them, that though the enemies had dispersed, all the kufr alliance had gone away, they still feel in their heart, no, they have not gone. They are very mighty, just like the awe of the enemies of America, of the enemies are in the hearts of our people. They have got no power. But how many of us, we are so overwhelmed that you can't say a word against America. What won't they do with you? They'll destroy you. They'll kill you. So like that, the munafiqeen are overwhelmed with this. And they feel that though the alliance have gone, they see it with their eyes. But they feel, no, these people are very strong. They can come back any time. And we have to be on our guard all the time. وَإِنْ يَأْتِ الْأَحْزَابُ يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَعَدُونَ فِي الْآرَابِ. اور اگر آ جائے وہ فوجے تو عارضو کرے کسی طرح ہم باہر نکلے ہوئے ہو گاؤں میں. And if that alliance, the enemy of Islam, has to return again, then these munafiqeen and people of very weak iman, they wish that we don't live in Medina. We go and live out of Medina in some small little, like in the country, in the jungle we go and live. And from there we keep on getting news what's happening in Medina. We don't want to be present there. Just like that, many of us also, whenever any troubles come, we don't want to be present. We don't want to defend Islam. We say, I'd rather stay away one side. I'll stay in my house. I'll stay out of all these problems. We are not prepared to defend Islam. And we just want to get the news. What's happening there now? What's happening there now? This was the condition of these munafiqeen. يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ. پوچھ لیا کرے تمہاری خبرے. That they just get information. What is happening there now? What is happening? But they don't want to shoulder the attack against Islam. They don't want to be part of it. They don't want to defend Islam. They just want to, like a woman trying to save herself, they want to stay away from all this. وَلَوْ كَانُ فِيكُمْ مَا قَاتَلُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. اور اگر ہو تم میں لرائی نہ کرے مگر بہت تھوڑی. And even if they have to be with you, they won't fight. They will keep away just for some outward gain, or for somebody might taunt them that, aren't you fighting also? Why aren't you defending Islam? Then they will speak a little bit, or they will fight a little bit. How many of us on an occasion, many occasions, social gatherings, we see openly things are being done against Islam, but we don't want to speak. Our name mustn't become bad. We'll even go and tell Maulana and the Imam sir, you must speak against this, but don't take my name. We don't want our names to come with, so we don't want to share the responsibility of Islam. Let somebody else do it. We just want to be in the good books of everyone. We don't want to say, our own children we can't tell today. That also Maulana must tell them that how you're dressing is, what you are doing is not right. We can't even take the burden of Islam with regard to our own children and family. A strong Muslim won't be able to see the wrong done. No matter what the people criticize him, he will speak out in a reasonable way, in a good way, but he will speak out against the wrong that happens. He won't condone it, keep quiet, or put the burden on somebody else. So these are great lessons for us to be taken here. Though we are not in a battle situation, but we are being tested by Allah all the time. Whether we have got genuine iman, weak iman, or whether we have got qualities of hypocrisy within us. وآخر دعوانا.